With all the data that has emerged, we clearly see just how safe and effective the vaccines are across populations,
including the elderly, those with underlying health conditions, and pregnant and nursing women.
Due to so many people being vaccinated, the number of hospitalizations and deaths decreased greatly since the vaccines were released.
But the numbers of COVID-19 cases are spiking again.
In June, 100% of people who, Rahman al-Islam, died from COVID-19 in Maryland were unvaccinated.
100%.
Unvaccinated people died.
Died.
There is unfortunately a lot of misinformation circulating.
It's important to know the truth.
After over a year of research, clinical trials, and the actual vaccines in use, we see no evidence of any kind of negative outcome for fertility and no evidence of increased risk to women of childbearing years.
COVID-19 does not discriminate by age or health status.
There is no predicting how severe a case someone will experience.
Unvaccinated people who were hospitalized or died didn't think it would happen to them.
Go take the vaccine.
Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated now.
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 Be smart. Be responsible. Get vaccinated.
To the Jewish Task Force, JTF, my name is Chaim Ben Pesach. The Jews were behind the invention and creation of these COVID vaccines that are going to save humanity now. It was Jewish brains that created these two COVID vaccines. The Moderna vaccine. Chief medical officer in charge of research and development is the Israeli scientist, Tal Zaks. Pfizer. Who's the CEO of Pfizer? Albert Bourla, who is a Greek Jew. And the chief Pfizer scientist is Mikhail Goldsmith, a Jew from Sweden. The Jews were in charge of the research, the science. They were the scientists. They're the main researchers. Both COVID vaccines that are now going to rescue humanity. Both were created by Jews.
The Jews were behind the creation of these COVID vaccines that are going to save humanity now.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Can we mandate vaccines across the country? No, that's not a role that the federal government, I think, even has the power to make.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that. We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. We're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
I would support that if you want to get on a plane and travel with other people, that you should be vaccinated.
There's more mandates I wish he would have given. I think mandating vaccines for air travel, train travel, or interstate bus travel would also be important.
We have a really unfortunate situation that we have a pretty hardcore group of people that we're trying to persuade them or mandate them if they're not persuaded.
What do you think could change that?
Well, I think that if you get trusted public messengers who put aside political ideologies and convince people to get vaccinated, the other way to do it is to have many, many more mandates. I know that you know, rankles a lot of people. They're going to be mandates where colleges, universities, places of business, large corporations, they're going to say, if you want to work for us, you've got to be vaccinated. And I believe that's going to turn this around, because I don't think people are going to want to not go to work or not go to college or not go to university. They're going to do it. You'd like to have them do it on a totally voluntary basis. But if that doesn't work, you've got to go to the alternatives.
We can build back better. And I'm looking forward to getting started as soon as we can.
Let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread a disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? No right not to be vaccinated, meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm. If the vaccination
Where is that in the Constitution?
Is to prevent, if the vaccination is designed to prevent the spreading disease. If the vaccination is only to prevent a disease that you will get, for example, if there's a disease that will kill you, you have the right to refuse that, but you have no right to refuse to be vaccinated against a contagious disease.
But you've opened up a whole new area here. So the governor has the right, the government has the right to force someone to be vaccinated. But how do we know what they're providing us from a medical standpoint is accurate? There are doctors who argue that Anthony Fauci is totally wrong in his assessment. And it certainly seems like week to week, month to month, they don't seem to know anything about this virus.
If the majority of the people agree and support that for public health measures, you have to be vaccinated. You have to be vaccinated. They should give you an alternative. The alternative is to live in your home. Don't get vaccinated, but never, ever leave your home or live in a bubble. But if you want to interact with other people, you cannot become Typhoid Mary. The Constitution doesn't give you the right to spread your illness to other people. And you can disagree. You can be a dissenter. You can leave the country. You can go into a bubble. But what you can't do is say, I don't disagree. I don't agree with Fauci. Therefore, I'm going to take the law into my own hands and decide to spread the disease. That's not a constitutional right. Sorry.
We're mixing the fields of medicine and law. And the proof of something in law seems vastly different than the proof of something in medicine. A lot of the people who are advising us as to the future of vaccinations in this country are the very same people who have been kicked out of major countries for serious failures and injuries resulting from vaccines that they felt were going to be beneficial. I'm very troubled by the legality of what you're suggesting, because it seems like we're very close to a government mandate that we must all be vaccinated. Let me take you in another direction.
I would like to see a government mandate. I hope it's mandated, and I will defend it and will argue that in the Supreme Court of the United States against your views.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Upkeys, coming at you from Right Patch of History. Stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Kat Lindley from the World Council for Health. It's time to stop the shot.
I'm Dr. Apter. Stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Mary Talley Bowden. We must stop these shots now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Paul Alexander, and I'm working with Dr. Ben Marble and Stop the Shots.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough. Stop the shot.
I'm Dr. Ivani Gupta. Stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Bruce Burrows, board-certified internist and cardiovascular specialist for 41 years. Stop the shots now. The only thing they're good for is Big Pharma's pocketbook. They're dangerous.
But the lie is not any lie. It is one of the most terrible in history. I mean, people, young people are dying at rates we've never seen before. You know, all of these like mentions of people swimming in the last week, like in Italy and the UK, and suddenly they're dead in the water. I mean, those are the vaccines. You don't have 11 deaths on Italian beaches in one day. In the UK, kids are going swimming, they're dead in the water. I mean, there are massive deaths occurring. The life insurance data is screaming. I mean, this is a humanitarian catastrophe, yet the train rolls on. Mandates continue. Get your jab. Get your booster. Get the new Novavax. Get the new hybrid. You know, it's we got to just keep fighting.
They're all unsafe and defective is my new slogan. Unsafe and defective. They're clearly poisonous, and we need to stop the shots.
We must stop the shots. Please listen to me. These doctors care about you. They're smart. They've been watching all the data. They know that these vaccines are toxic and dangerous. Please listen to them. They care about you. The administrators, the bureaucrats, they don't give a shit about you. They're just pushing an agenda.
I'm Dr. Grams. I'm a family physician. And I say stop the shots.
These shots are unsafe and defective. They aren't even vaccines. They're an experimental gene therapy based on CRISPR gene editing techniques with no long-term safety studies of the kind that should have been done before this was ever offered to the general public.
I'm Dr. James A. Thorpe, board-certified OBGYN, board-certified maternal fetal medicine. Stop the shots. Stop the C-19 poison injections. We're calling for a worldwide ban. Stop the shots. Thank you.
We must stop the shots as soon as possible. They're killing people all over the world. Simple truth is, they're poison.
I'm Dr. Linnell Lowry. Stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Finn, infectious disease and toxicology. What will it take to stop the shots?
I'm Dr. Robert Lowry. Stop the shots.
Many physicians are fighting this, and we need your help. In the meantime, we need to stop these shots.
I'm Dr. Steve Lutulipa. For the love of humanity, for the safety of humanity, stop the shots.
Hi, I'm Dr. Molly Rutherford. Stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Calvin White. Stop the shot.
I'm Dr. Aaron Greer. Stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Brad Tyson, and I'm telling you to stop the shot.
I'm Dr. Molly James. We need to stop the shots. I can't believe this charade continues. We know they're not safe, they don't work, and they're hurting people. Stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Terry Lincoln. Stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Angie Farrella. Stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Aaron Williams. Stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Deborah Viglione. Stop the shots.
Dr. Avery Brinkley. Stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Newman. The VAERS data speaks for itself. Please stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Sigala. Stop the shots.
The vaccine has already created so many injuries and too much suffering. So it's about time that we really fight against it. Stop the shot!
Hello, this is Dr. John Winter, MD from Mississippi. It is time to stop these poison shots, period.
I'm Dr. Sonia Narishkin. Please don't let the lives of you or your loved ones be destroyed by the sudden unnecessary deaths of your newborn baby, of your healthy, happy, athletic teen, of you or your spouse in the prime of your life, of your dear aging parent. Don't put yourselves at unnecessary risk for severe, lifelong, neurologic damage, autoimmune disease, infertility, or even cancer. Stop the experimental messenger RNA COVID gene therapy shots. Please do your part to stop the shots.
My name is Dr. David Vella, MD. You do not need to live in fear. You do not need to take an experimental gene treatment. Please stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Brian Artis. Stop the shots.
I'm Dr. Judy Mikovits. Please stop the shots. All the shots.